Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime. Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
What is up, everyone? Welcome into The Point After here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Saints 17, Jaguars 17. But it got a little interesting there at the end, at least, Cajun Cannon.
Well, at least we didn't lose.
Right, we didn't lose.
Yeah, we didn't lose, at least. I don't know. Whenever you're in a tie, I guess you could say that this day and age. You know what the old school used to say? It's like kissing your sister.
Right. No one wants to do that.
Who truly kisses their sister? I'm talking about probably a real kiss. But you know what would be a better way to describe it? It's like your feet are dirty and you're in the shower, but you have socks on. It ends up in a tie. So you're not really getting it done. You're almost getting it done, 17-17. Now, if Sanker could have had the presence of mind, but he's a young guy. I'm trying to have a pick six. Just run out of bounds. Then you kick a long field goal and you win. Because, boy, that was the most fun part of the game. I know it doesn't count. Yeah, at the end, is going back and forth because you think, oh, look, it's not going to end in a tie. They're going to have a chance to make a long field goal, and their kicker, Little. Last week, didn't he hit like a 70-yarder?
Yeah, he's kicking them from Poitras and making them.
Yeah, so and plus we get the penalty, and I go, oh, no, they can have an opportunity. No, they turn over the ball. And speaking of turnovers,
you got your wish. You wanted it to be reversed from week one.
Yeah, we were minus 2 weeks one, so now we're a plus two in that turnover margin. But if you'd have told me plus two, I don't care if it's preseason, the game doesn't count. But if you'd have told me we were plus two, oh, we're going to win the game. Not tie it, but now so we are zero for the season. At least we're not negative. At least we're not minus. But looking at, try to look at the glass half full instead of half empty at time. And this is a perfect case. You look at third down. Who's setting the tone in the game? If you look at this is not good. They were 6-12 on third down, 50%. But we couldn't stop them in the first half. But in the second half, they were 0-5. So it got better, stopping them on third down. Third down conversion, we were not good. Though we were only 4-13 converting on third down. This has to get better no matter who you're playing. You get in the red zone, you got to score touchdowns. Points. Points are so valuable. We were 33%. That has to be kind of like with the Jags. They were 2 or 3, 67%. I'm not saying you got to be 100%, but that one, that you don't think it makes a big difference. Well, Bob, what's the difference? 1 for 3, 2 for 3. Yeah, 33% versus 67. That's the difference in close games, whether you're winning or losing, if you're converting. I got to give Spencer Rattler a lot of credit. Boy, he was fighting. And to be in position after he's in the red zone, because that's what we've seen in training camp. We've seen him move the team, you know, between the 20s. And they get in the red zone and not score.
Then it stalls, right?
Stalls or has a turnover. And it went too long ago that occurred.
He did have a bad turnover in this game.
Yeah, and it was in the red zone.
Right.
But he bounced back. We ended up getting a red zone touchdown. So that's good for him fighting back in that regard. Now, not so much in that first half. It was kind of like the Chargers game. We were averaging per run and what we're giving up, but we finished strong, and I count the quarterback runs. Look at Rattler, he averaged 6.3. He had a total of 19 yards. More important, that two-point conversion. But we averaged 4.1. I would take that right now. And we ended up giving up 3.7. So, but Travis Etienne, who they're going to count on during the season, he averaged 8 yards a carry. It was only 3 carries. We had a 15-yard run. Now, Tootin, who we had talked to Ligman, the voice of the Jaguars, you know, watch out for him.
Yeah, he told us, look out for that dude.
And he did have 10 carries, but he only averaged 3.5 yards. He had a touchdown, a long gain of 7 yards. So you're looking at guys contributing in the running game, and the quarterback runs do count. Trevor Lawrence, he's not going to run. He's not going to run. I don't think we'd be playing Bo Nix against the Broncos, but Kyler Murray will run. So you have, when we play the Cardinals the first game. So you have to count quarterback runs. You know, taking advantage of the turnovers overall, that's I still don't understand how can you be plus two and not win the game. But again, that's the way it is. But this is good. Net punting average. You know, when you're flipping the field and all that, we always talk about that. Not the gross, but the net. We were basically 8 yards better, which is almost like a first down better when you're talking about field position. I thought the team played hard for Kellen Moore. I mean, we might not have enough talent, you know, to actually win, but it's not like we're going through the motions. I thought the team played hard for Coach Kellen Moore, and that's what you need. And they should play hard. You're a pro. The coach shouldn't even have to motivate you, or unless you want to go get a real job, because the big eye in the sky don't lie. They can see your effort and where it's at. So, but I thought overall the players did play hard for Kellen Moore. Now, looking at the passing game, Trevor Lawrence, he played 2 series. That's who they could be counting on, and they want him to be successful. Now, he had a turf snake tripped on himself. They were driving the ball down the field, and then he fumbled. And when you look at that, I mean, boy, that'll make a coach pull his hair out.
Yeah, they were driving down.
First and 10 at the 11-yard line. And then the turf snake gets him. But, hey, that's the one time they did not convert in the red zone because they ended up being 2 of 3. Looking at, I think Spencer Rattler outplayed Tyler Shuck. I might say, well, you know, who is he playing with, supporting cast? You know, might say, well, look who he's playing against, Bobby. He's not the first unit. But then also look at his supporting cast. So, you know, so that's a give and take. But I thought Spencer Rattler, quarterback rating almost of 96. Tyler Shuck was 87.5. Rattler being 18 of 24, 199 yards, so right at 200. But you look at yards per attempt and all that. He was at 8.3, so he wasn't check down Charlie. Sorry, Charlie Long. He wasn't check down Charlie as much as Tyler Shuck, who was 5.5 yards per attempt. But Rattler did have that interception. But you know what? This is speaking like a quarterback. That wasn't that bad a throw in the red zone. When you got to trust your receiver and they're running a slant, you got to box out. That
Social media agrees with you, Bobby.
The cornerback, what are you doing? You got to be a strong – see, that's where we're missing a big receiver, where you almost have to block him out with your body, and then you make that catch. Instead of letting the cornerback break in front of you and getting the pick. So been there, done that. That's very frustrating when that happens because he might make that same throw again, and I guarantee the receiver coach, they'll in those meetings – they said, no, you cannot. You got, that has to be your ball, not the defensive back's ball. So I thought Rattler bounced back and, you know, make it plays with his feet. He is more mobile than Tyler Shuck. I'm not saying Tyler Shuck is a statue back there. But I would say right now, we still don't know who's the damn starter. We don't know. I still think it's wide open. And
going right down to the wire.
Yeah, and the Broncos are really good, but I don't think they're going to be playing anybody. Boy, they whipped the Cardinals. I watched that game last night on NFL Network. But who's actually going to play? People fighting to make the roster. So I don't know if it's going to be a good measuring stick. It might be a gut instinct with Kellen Moore and all the offensive staff. Okay, who do you think we should start at quarterback? I would think right now, based on this performance, I don't know what's going to happen against the Broncos, that they'd give Spencer Rattler, I didn't say this before the game, but would give Spencer Rattler an opportunity to start. And when Tyler Shough goes in there, you want him to have some kind of confidence and not be shell-shocked. They put it this way. They would rather, if they're going to go 0-4 and struggle at the beginning, they'd rather go 0-4 with Rattler than 0-4 with Tyler Shough. Now, I think both quarterbacks in them have an opportunity to play this year. And you might say, well, why don't we bring in a veteran to win? No, they're going to see with these young guys if they work out. If they don't work out, then we might be picking in the top five and you draft another quarterback. So the future quarterback, we don't know, has to play out, might not even be on the team right now. I think that's where it truly is at right now.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime. Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Now, you know who's made the team? It is not only all airline. It's Mason Tipton. Because now he's doing it in the games and when it counts. And you got that trust factor with the quarterback, and just making plays. 8 targets, so he got targeted the most. 6 catches, 100 yards, almost a 17-yard average, a long gain of 45. And then Pettis, this helped out Pettis. A lot of competition on that back end. You know why this helps him, too? Because he can return punts. Rashid Shaheed's an all-pro, but if Rashid's not back there because relying upon him as a receiver, Dante Pettis, 6 targets, 4 catches, 57 yards, a 14.5 yard average. That touchdown from Spencer Rattler, boy, that was a great throw and catch. That's about as good as it gets in the NFL. So when you look on that last drive, we had to score and make the 2-point plays, do or die. Boy, Spencer Rattler had a couple of big plays on that drive, and like corner routes with Tipton and Pettis. So that bode well for where we're at. Now, as far as the defense, playing like a veteran and taking advantage of opportunity, like Quincy Riley. Remember when I talked to Quincy Riley? I think I was talking to him at the podium in California after a practice. And just talking to Quincy Riley, you know what I noticed about him? What do you think of a cornerback? Well, can you cover or not? But I also look at, can you run support?
Oh, yeah. We played that clip this morning on First Take.
Quincy Riley ain't scared.
Right.
He'll tackle. And that's a big part of run support in your defense.
Yeah, he's like, that's a misconception about corners, at least for me.
Yeah. No, well, he led the team in tackles. He had 8 total tackles, 7 unassisted. So when you get an unassist, that means, okay, you're going to make the tackle or not. You ain't got no help. So 8 total tackles, 7 unassisted. He had a tackle for a loss, a sinker. He had 5 total tackles, 5, and 5 of those were unassisted. Comes out with a big interception at the end. So that's 2 draft picks that we're counting on in the future. You know, you look at cornerback and safety. So that was a big positive I take from this game when you're looking at future Saints. Stutzman, the linebacker from Oklahoma, ended up having 4 total tackles. And he also had a tackle on special teams, so contributing that way. I thought based on the Chargers game and the Jaguars game, linebacker Jalen Ford. From Notre Dame, from Texas, he's a draft pick that is showing up. Oh, I see. Isaiah Foskey got a stats. You know, he played last week. He didn't have no stats. He had 2 total, 2 unassisted tackles, 3 total. So that at least he got on the stat sheet. Again, some done that being Isaiah Foskey. But looking at Jalen Ford, 3 total tackles, a tackle for a loss, an interception. That was a nice interception in the red zone, a pass defending, and also a tackle on special teams. Now, this is another thing. Now he's leading the team. Who do you think is leading the team in special teams tackles in 2 games? See if you know.
I know because you've said his name over and over. Isaiah Stallberg.
Yes, he had only 1 today, but he had 4 last week. So he has 5 total special teams tackles. That goes a long way when you're in the back end. Linebackers are trying to make the team. But good for Sanker giving credit on that interception. Because they were already in field goal range. You want that ball popped up in the air. Good defense. Rajon Wright, bang-bang play. Ball popped in the air. So good pass defense by him on that slant route. I don't know. It's better. A tie is better than losing, but it's still not winning.
At least the way the tie happened, I think you can build a lot of positive momentum from that.
Yes, it'd be more negative if you're a Jaguar fan.
Right, exactly.
It's like, did we score? Did we have 17 points at halftime? I don't think we scored the second half. Yeah, you think they were in control of the game. So I agree, Steve. It doesn't matter how the tie occurred. And I think by us coming back like that, that helps our confidence. You feel better in the locker room.
Sure.
In the Saints locker room than I'm sure the Jacksonville Jaguars locker room when all said and done. Now, look, this is the 4th meeting that we played Jacksonville now in the preseasons. Kind of weird stat line because, you know, we had won the last 2 meetings. So we're now 2-1-1. So we're not dominant, but we have a winning record against the Jaguars in preseason. And even looking at the regular season, you know, look at that. We've played them 8 times and kind of parity, but we've won 5 and lost 3. But we've won 4 of the last 5. So what have you done for me lately? We kind of had the Jaguars number. I don't know. I look at Jacksonville and the Saints. I don't think they're doing anything this year as far as the postseason. I don't think Jaguars are doing anything in the AFC South. The Saints might shock us and do something in the NFC South. But I think both of these teams would be kind of like a bottom 4 or 5 team right now. And, baby, are you hating? I'm not hating. I'm just keeping it real. And you know, the very first game, I hope we can go 1-0. But you don't think the Cardinals are their fan base? What did they call the Cardinals Nation, whatever? Who that nation? We can beat the Cardinals. Well, they saying the same thing. Oh, we could have a great chance to start out 1-0 playing the Saints. Now, a team that just being objective and observing, when you look at like the Jaguars, look at the Cardinals, look at the Saints. And then you look at the Broncos and the Broncos' death. Oh, no, they way better than the Jags, Cards, or the Saints. And I'm just telling like it is. I ain't taking up for Sean Payton or nothing, or Zach Strief or Coach Rizzi and all that. I'm just telling you where they're at right now and what I see. And you can't even judge it on Saturday because I don't. But the Broncos got some stud backups, so that might be good training for us. And they get after the quarterback. So that'll be interesting. To what happened. But at times, still too many missed tackles when I look at it. You know, you want to come get off to a great start. It's always get off to a great start because then the fans, then they're just sitting on their hands and they're watching the game. Well, I don't know, on our first drive, It was third and 30. What? Third and 30. How many times do you think you're going to convert on third and 30? No, you always are going to be punting. That's when Shug got the intentional grounding. So the first drive, yeah, we definitely were going backwards, and that wasn't any good. And then if you look at it, when we had an opportunity with Shug trying to get in the roll, we went 10 plays, 45 yards. Group in them making a 51-yard field goal, but, you know, the chains should have kept moving. We had a third and 7. Shug hit Chris Olave right in the hands, and he dropped it. So now it's 7-3 coming back. So those are the type of players. We're not good enough right now to not catch the ball but hit your hands. Or you look at a number of things that can occur. No, we got to be clicking to have a chance. And because we're not going to we got to overachieve right now. Not just play to our ability, I think overachieve. Because look at Shug, it helped his confidence. He was 5 of 6 on that drive until the one incompletion when Chris Olave ended up dropping it. Now, two big plays, I said this at halftime. On that punt coverage, you talked about Stallbird on that special teams tackle. Boy, he timed it perfect. I thought he was going to hit the punt returner too quick. But, boy, no gain. Caught it, let him catch it, and tattooed him and nailed him. So, and then that was, remember, Welch, the tight end? Boy, that was a big-time catch from Shuck. And then you look, great. So I'd say the great catches of the game, and that ball has to be your ball, would be Welch, the tight end. And you look at Welch, what he ended up doing. He was he had 2 targets, 2 receptions, a 15-yard average. That long was 28. So I would say Tipton, Pettis, and Welch came up with some big-time catches. And both quarterbacks, both Spencer Rattler and Tyler Shuck, made some big-time throws on at least 3 or 4 passes where it was really a small window. And that's what you have to be able to do at the quarterback position. I thought Clyde Edwards-Helaire coming in that third quarter, taking advantage of his situation, running hard, breaking tackles. He had enough from Rattler to Clyde Edwards-Helaire, plus 11-yard gain. He ended up having a couple of catches, total 16 yards, but that long gain was 11. So just looking at Helaire, it seemed like he was running hard. And sometimes you got to give the receivers a chance to catch the ball. I thought Rattler, like to Tipton, right at the beginning of the third quarter, we got an interference penalty, remember, plus 45 yards. And, you know, that's like a long pass play. You know, the defensive back starts panicking, so he grabs the receiver. That's when Smith ended up kicking the field goal, went 9 plays, 73 yards to make it 17-6 on that tie play. Now, I wrote this down, too. Sanker coming up with a big interception. Boy, he jacked up. They were trying to run a wide receiver screen one time. He wasn't scared. He was like, the guy trying to block on the receiver, man, he like punched him right in the jaw. Nice physical play on the wide receiver, and Jonas Sanker, like, no gain. So that was a nice play. And then Mullen ended up throwing, it was 34, Mullen ended up throwing interception right after that to Jalen Ford to give us a +2 edge in the turnover margin at that time. Then we ended up making 17-9. We were moving the ball, but then you got to get more touchdowns. We went 8 plays, 63 yards. Smith hit a 40-yard field goal that time. Now, Beanham, the cornerback number 37, he dropped an interception, the ball hitting your hands. You got to be able to make that play. You're trying to make the team. You know, you're a long shot. And he's a rookie from South Dakota State. And that's exactly where Stallbird's from. He's a jackrabbit, South Dakota State jackrabbit. So, but you got to come up with those type plays, having a chance. But just looking at, you know, like Jacobson. I don't know. To me, he dropped a tough catch. Pettis had maybe dropped one of them. You're not gonna make them all, but we got to make more of those contested catches. How many times do you hear me talk about that? If it's a 50-50 ball, well, we got to somehow. And like, remember Jimmy Graham and Drew Brees? Whoa! He like he threw them open. He didn't look open to me when Drew released that ball, but Drew trusted him. Then you make that 50-50 catch. That's what you got to do as a receiver, no matter who's the quarterback. But Pettis, I thought he rebounded and made more plays. What you need to do in a real game, not just in practice. You know, and I think it's going to help him, like I said, in the return game. If you look at it, And you remember we had that nice catch, Rattler to Pettis, plus 17, nice catch. Then it was fourth down. So now hopefully Kellen Moore don't hear this too much. That was the first time he was booed in the Caesar Superdome because he didn't go for it.
Yeah,
fair. Oh, we're punting, boo, boo. So it was 10 minutes and 44 seconds left in the fourth quarter. And I said, well, that's the first time Kellen Moore got booed. But I'm sure he's been booed before in his life. But, you know, the fans want you to be more aggressive. And I don't know if that was there's too much time left, really, when you're only down one score to go for it right there. But the fans don't want to hear that. You know, even though we had that 17-yard gain, we still had a long ways to go. It wasn't like fourth in inches or fourth in a couple of yards. So we still would have had to execute. But overall, hey, we didn't win, but we didn't lose. And so we didn't get shut out. But it'd be interesting to see the Broncos game. But right now, they just need to try and get better. Training camp is going to be over before you know it. I think they're going to have a hard practice Tuesday and Wednesday in pads. So the last day to impress before really Saturday against the Broncos if you're trying to make the roster. But I did see some improvement over the Chargers game. And what I mean by improvement, the fight in the team at the end. And Tipton building upon, you know, catching that bomb against the Chargers. Building upon what he did back-to-back games. You know, catching the coach's attention. You look at Jalen Ford, the linebacker, him and Stallbird on special teams, and in Tipton being the go-to receiver. You know, it might be crazy. People might get mad at me about that. I say this.
No, not mad at you, Bobby.
Well, I'm just going to tell you, Chris Olave can't be Joe Cool. Dude, come on. They can't have a lack of concentration.
I know. At first, I thought he got hurt on the play.
That hurt. Well, he got his feelings hurt. Yeah, he got his feelings because he catched the ball. I mean, it can't be a drive killer. If you're the stud on the team, you can't be a drive killer. And I'll tell you, watch how the quarterbacks have noticed, whether it's Shuck or Spencer Rattler, they don't trust Chris Olave more than Rashid Shaheed.
No, you're right.
Also, Chris Olave's the number one. I don't know. You know who's number one? Whoever the quarterback thinks number one. And Kellen Moore and all that. So right now, we need Chris Olave to excel at a very high level, along with Rashid Shaheed. But I'm telling you, after this game and after the first two preseason games, okay, Mason Tipton is a solid number three receiver on this team. So like Rashid, Chris Olave, Rashid, whatever, then Mason Tipton, though, to me, his effort and his speed, that a solid number three right now as receiver. I think running back's still open. Now, Kendre Miller, they want to give it to him. They want him to work out so bad.
I said I feel like he's number two. He is the number two guy.
Yeah, he's number two, but he might be number two, and Alvin might only be able to rest a couple of plays. Because Kendre Miller hasn't earned to get double-digit carries yet. I mean, he had that one long gain of 13.
The O-line's not helping much either.
No, That is true, and Alvin even got frustrated against the Rams because we can't run up the middle. Well, they got a block. I don't care who's the running back. We could have had against the Rams. We could have had Saquon Barkley back there when we were trying to block the Rams.
Derrick Henry, Saquon, you name it. Right, I hear you. They were getting that penetration.
They wouldn't have did anything. So everybody, Alvin's too old right now. No, the offensive line got a block. And look who, and I don't know, is he hurt now? Look how long Cesar he had to
Ruiz.
Play. Cesar Ruiz. He's playing like the full first half because, come on, play like a first-round draft pick. No, and McCoy wasn't in there. But we need Cesar Ruiz. Okay, McCoy's is as good as it gets in NFL.
Agreed.
And you know, top-notch center. Okay, he's number one.
But we need Cesar left and right.
We need Cesar Ruiz. Yes, we need Cesar Ruiz right now to be at least 1A. And so now we're getting questions like in the interior because Penning's hurt left or right guard, and you got the young tackles. So offensive line is so has to be our strength, and they have to be great.
Hasn't looked like it though,
no,
Bobby.
No, they're far from that right now. So that's why I'm concerned.
Yes.
And I think with the horses we have on defense, like the first unit, that didn't surprise me at times when the Jaguars were running. I'm looking at when they were, like, gashing us sometimes with the runs.
Who was out there?
Hey, who's out there?
Ike Yadam, that's about it.
Yeah, yeah. When I look at, like, okay, Chase Young.
Nope.
DeMario Davison.
Nope.
I just look at Godshaw.
Reed Blackman.
Yeah, they're not. So, but that happened even in the Rams when they practiced against them. Now, they didn't have Matthew Stafford, but they didn't get Jack against all defense. Mm-hmm. Not first unit. Now, when the backups and all went in there, no. They were getting beaten. They were getting gashed now and then. So,
you look at this team after this second preseason game. What are you hoping to see improvement from against the Denver Broncos? And like you mentioned, who knows who Denver's going to be having in that game?
Yeah, all you could do is get better at your craft.
O-line's definitely got to be up there.
O-line got to get better. I think we got to get better in the red zone. Then it seemed like, it was finally scored a touchdown that was kind of like a drive and not just because you can't kick. We scored 15 points. Well, we scored five field goals. No, somehow we have to be clicking at least to give our defense a fighting chance. Because if you hold an opponent in the teens, you got to win. So we got to get 20 something points, whatever. So I just say convert more in the red zone. Like today, we were only like 1 of 3. Be at least 2 or 3, be 3 or 4, that type thing. Not like every fourth drive, while we're moving the ball, we get in the red zone, we're scoring a touchdown and we kick it 3 field goals. That's not going to get it.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.